Good news, everyone. This is Professor Hubert J. Farnsworth, and you're listening to Hippo Juice. Good thing I brought my umbrella.
Out the corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. Good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking on the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head, he made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you can have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no rest for the money from the church. He stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could.
You're listening to Hippo Juice.
And if it's legal, then people are going to be sneaking in and raping your horse.
Child rape.
There's no such thing as adult rape.
Rape is just sex with crying, and no!
I wish Law & Order had more child rape in it.
Isn't rape just rape?
Can we get through one show without talking about rape?
An affiliate of the Lose the Radio Network.
You're stupid.
I'm not stupid. You're stupid.
Well, John is the boss of our show.
Wouldn't surprise sex have, like, balloons?
Scrooge McDuck will be the only one to hire you with a top hat and a monocle.
Hippo Juice was recorded in front of a live internet audience.
And welcome to the Hippo Juice Podcast. Evening, everybody. Hopefully, we are sounding good.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Monsieur?
Hopefully, we're sounding good. Everyone can hear us okay.
Monsieur?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm sounding good, but I know I'm looking good.
I don't know about those either.
Feeling like a million bucks today.
So anyway, I was walking outside, and I stepped on a shoe, and my ankle slipped, and I heard a popping noise. So I fell to the ground. I'm like, I fucking broke my ankle. That's it. My ankle's broken. But then I can move it. It's like, okay, it's probably not broken, but it started swelling. So I sprained it pretty fucking bad.
Why'd
but
you step?
You stepped on a shoe.
Yeah.
Right. But wearing a shoe.
It's a little ironic, no?
Don't you think?
Well, it was
a little too ironic.
Too.
Yeah, I really do think.
Yeah, we just said Atlantis Morissette.
Wait, that's what she said.
So, yeah, Roy's fake broke his ankle.
I didn't fake break my ankle.
How'd you, why? Wait, when you say fake broke his ankle, like...
I thought he broke his ankle, and he's, like, walking on it 2 days later. Not I broke my ankle. I could barely do back.
Is it bruised?
You sprained your ankle and then went walking on a treadmill at the gym 2 hours later.
What type of shoe
was it? Was it a sandal? Was it a
orthopedic
boot?
It was one of those big orthopedics.
That'll get you.
I leave him lying. It was a sandal.
That's even worse.
Wait, so you almost broke your ankle walking on a sandal.
No. Okay. I don't think you understand.
So you got shoes and you stepped on a sandal.
I was wearing shoes and I slipped on a sandal.
Oh, that's now like, you slipped on the sandal.
That's like 2 centimeters off the ground. How can you break your ankle?
No. I was.
Was it a yellow sandal?
How fast were you running?
I wasn't just. No, I was step. It was a step. I was going down a step.
When he takes the dogs out, he does cartwheels.
Your steps are made out of sandals?
Yes. I had built my house out of throwing away sandals. There's a step. Like okay, when you're walking into my garage,
there's stairs involved.
There's a step down.
Okay, so I
wasn't just walking away. Oh man, that sandal!
Well, that little piece of like
get these sandals out of here. Who's leaving these sandals on the floor?
Stupid sandals!
Break my ankles. These sandals on the floor. Sandals don't belong on the floor.
People are gonna
break
feet.
Their ankles.
You got starving sandals over in Australia that would love to have this floor.
What?
What happened?
Did you black out?
I think I did.
I will see that, John Bomb, and I will raise you this.
It's the John Bomb!
That's right. It's 2 for Wednesdays.
Well, I really know how to
podcast.
Really know how to ruin a story, don't I?
Yes,
no,
you do,
no,
John.
No,
I like the Australian angle you took.
Why are there starving people in Australia? I don't know that was a problem.
Sandals.
Yeah, because you got starving people in China.
That makes
you know, John, a joke about the island sandals probably would have been a little bit more appropriate than island of Australia.
That joke really would have sucked 8 dicks. I'm not on jokes.
It would have been a little bit more.
I don't even know there's an island called Sandals, let alone the Baja Peninsula. Fucking geography over here.
Well, maybe if you finish high school.
Wait, the island's called Sandals?
Yeah, there's a place that you go to.
It's a resort called Sandals. The island.
Yeah.
I don't know what the island's called.
Because
the resort is the island.
The island's called Jamaica.
Jamaica?
Yeah. Jamaica. It's called Jamaica.
I don't know.
Because if that's the
case. I've never been there. Well,
I don't know. Why are you correcting John?
I could guarantee you his joke wasn't referring to that.
Hey, Marie, how about we go to the Isle of Club Med?
You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
Love Marie's giving pointers. And she confuses Jamaica with sandals.
I didn't know where sandals was. I assumed
sandals
it was one
on
of those.
Feet.
You thought it was an island.
Yeah, it's because Jamaica. There's billions of islands in the Bahamas.
I don't know about billions.
Disney has their own.
Really? Is it called Haiti?
So that one.
Oof. Too soon?
No,
not too soon. Just didn't make sense. Just bad.
I don't know.
Just bad. Too bad. Too bad is what it is.
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Don't touch me, motherfucker.
Are there towers in Mexico? Too soon, 9/11 jokes.
That's not from the room, is it?
Yeah, it is.
I don't remember that slur.
Well, speaking of the room, we are in talks right now with getting the legendary Tommy Wiseau, the director of the greatest movie of all time, The Room, to call in our podcast and do an interview.
That's cool.
So we've gone back and forth with him, or his mom, I mean his agent.
Hold on. I sent an email because we have IMDb Pro.
Right.
I find his direct email, which is TWP at whatever it is.
Are we sure that's his real email?
I did not hit your.com.
No, anyway, so I sent an email, and then there's an email back that says, please forward this email to John at The Room. It's johntheroom@theroom.com.
Right. So just to get everyone up to speed, if you don't know what The Room is, if you listen to the podcast, you should know. But if you don't, it is a movie that was so bad.
I'll sum it up.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
So now everyone's going to be emailing johntheroom@theroom.com.
Yes. Well, it is a movie that is so bad.
It's a science fiction movie.
It's a movie that's so bad that it's so funny to watch, to the point where
excuse you,
David Cross, the comedian, was screening it in Hollywood.
Not David Cross the carpenter.
David Cross from Criss Cross. David Cross the comedian was screening it, and he had people like Alec Baldwin, like real A-list stars, going out to see this, screening it. But it's such a bad movie, and if you haven't seen it, definitely watch it, because, I mean, it has great lines and great acting like this.
I never hit you.
Well, the audio doesn't do it justice.
I think this does.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Okay, you're right.
The audio does do justice. So anyway, we invited him on the show to do a call-in on the show, and then we got a response. Let me read it here. To whom it may concern, regarding the Room radio show, the Room with your... This is what it says, the Room radio show with Tommy Wiseau. Okay, Tommy can be part of your radio show.
He's changing the name already.
Yeah, apparently
we're going to call it the Room Radio Show from now on.
Okay, Tommy can be part of your radio show. However, please submit your questions first and a tentative schedule.
With 80% of your revenue.
Right, as well as a phone number. Keep in mind that Tommy will not do any show without your questions.
Without our questions.
No.
He needs our questions.
Yes. So apparently, and that's John... John, his name is John.
John the Room is his full name.
Not me.
At Wiseau Films. The room movie.com is the website right at the bottom. So, for us to get him on the show.
Can I interject 1 second?
Sure.
Because this may help in the questions I want to ask. I'm reading about the soundtrack in The Room and about all the songs. The soundtrack was released by Tommy Wiseau's own record company, TPW Records. He has his own record company.
Toilet paper?
It's funny paper, W they Records. Released the Baha Men's album. I remember that record
they
company.
They weren't that successful. He made his own record company because he had so much faith in the, quote, R&B slow jams, I will, and crazy, produced by Bosnian-born musician. I'm reading this, I'm not making this up. That he opened up his own record company because he thought, on top of the success of the movie, the soundtrack would fly, maybe a video game option would come.
So you guys are looking to be signed?
Well, we want to ask him these questions, but it's kind of weird that we've had pretty good guests considering, you know, per podcast, and we've never had to actually pre-send our questions to somebody.
Never.
And listen, we've had bigger guests than Tommy Wiseau.
Well, yeah. We had director Phil Ward.
We had director, hello. You know, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs on here, and the guy.
And he didn't ask for our questions.
You're being sarcastic, right? What? We haven't had bigger guests than Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, I think Ryan's right.
He created The Room.
The Room! He was at Comic-Con.
You were supposed to Lou Ferrigno. I mean...
Deliver a line like this, Phil Lord.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa!
Then we'll talk.
Well, we have to ask some questions. So we figured the way we're going to do this is... Marie, open up your notepad. What we're going to do is we're going to have you guys call in or email us. Prefer if you call in, so make this bit last a little bit longer, to be honest with you.
Exactly.
But to call in and tell us what questions we should ask Tommy Wiseau when he calls. And I'm sure most of you have seen the movie. If you haven't, please watch The Room several times.
John, do me a favor. Open up the phone lines. Okay, he opened them.
They're up. Phone lines are open.
Thanks for opening it.
Or is he getting mic distance?
Oh, Marie, what's the phone number?
954-573-2780.
What was the number again?
954-273.
Okay. That's the number to the Island Sandals.
Make her drink.
Okay, it's 954-573-2780.
954-573-2780.
954-572-2580.
You messed up, too.
Oh, I was so close.
573-2780.
You don't know our own phone number.
I know, exactly. I set it up. 954-573-2780. So call in, and if you're listening to it, and now, by the way, I also found out how many listeners we really have on iTunes, which is a lot more than I thought.
Seven.
I thought two.
Five.
I thought that too. But it turns out that our podcast range between the lowest, which is in a couple weeks, the lowest is 100 people that are downloading it. This is off the RSS feed, that is, which basically goes to iTunes. That's where it is. From 100 to, depending on who we have on, like when we had Rich Voss on, we got 1,500 downloads.
Wow.
Phil Lord got almost 2,000 downloads, and Billy West got almost 3,000 downloads.
William West.
Yeah. Well, it's true. We're friends, so I call him Billy.
What does the word rife mean, R-I-F-E?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'll use it in a sentence. While the film The Room is rife with continuity errors, there are several minor cinematic
drawbacks. Probably ripe. It was a typo. Ripe.
Wikipedia doesn't
How about rifle, meaning like you want to shoot the person that made that movie?
So John is rife to the podcast.
That was hurtful.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that's the average listenership, depending on the week, is between – iTunes, that is between 100 to – 3,000, depending on who we get. And for some reason, a podcast that we did 3 weeks ago, there was no one special on. I got like 900. I don't get how it works.
I was on it. That's pretty special.
Oh, shut up, Ryan.
This Wikipedia's in the room is just too good. One of the errors. Oh, Denny is apparently in college. It is never quite clear if Denny is a fully functioning adult.
I was confused about the same thing.
And others could be too.
Niggity says Ryan's comedy is rife with smugness.
Ah.
That's true.
That makes sense.
All right, so number one question. How
did you hit her?
Old is Denny?
Okay, good question.
All right.
Play it straight.
Good start.
Maybe I didn't open up the phone lines right.
John, you forgot to open up the phone lines.
Okay, let me do that.
After you hit the switch, you have to push the button too.
Okay.
There you go.
There we go.
Now they're open.
Okay. Anyway.
There's probably so many calls it blew up.
Yeah.
Question number two. Why did you hit her?
I got a question that we can probably ask him. Okay. Mm-hmm. The blonde girl that played his love interest.
Right.
In the audition process, was there someone fatter than her?
I like that question.
How many women were fatter than the blonde lady?
Okay.
Can he Skype in so he could do Sounders for us?
Who, Tommy Wiseau?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I would love it.
That would be fantastic.
Oh, I did not hit Hippo Joe's.
This is Tommy Wiseau, and you are listening to the Hippo Joe's podcast. I did not hit them.
I did not hit them.
But he's probably so big on those lines because he became famous for the bad movie. He probably does it wrong now. He can't do it right. I did not hit her.
Do you think he smells like potatoes?
No, what?
Like a sack full of potatoes.
Wow. Ask him.
All right, from the chat room, people are asking if he caused any earthquakes.
Okay.
Wait, does all of his pants consist of cargo pockets?
John has a good question. Do all his pants have cargo pockets?
How much money a week did he spend on flowers?
You're my favorite customer.
he fucked up so bad. He's like, we'll just dub it later. He dubbed that to the cat's mouth.
Does he shampoo or condition?
Condition?
Yeah, condition.
How do you spell condition? Spell condition so Marie can write it down.
K.O.
John Bond!
Oh, and also, I don't know if Dutch got it, but what I wanted to do was we did a little bit of a bonus show on Wednesday, and we had John, who've never seen Lost, explain Lost. So I try to send the audio over to Dutch to see if he can make a little bit with it.
A little ditty.
A little ditty using the Lost music in the background and, see, what's up with Dr. Stedman and Sidekick Jim and Sally Longfellow on the island and the Miss Monster.
I love the Miss Monster.
Right.
No, but this morning, around 5, I had my DVR set for Lost and I think I watched an episode of Lost yesterday. Or, this morning.
Well, it's easy to know if you watch it. Was Stedman in it?
Actually, no.
It probably wasn't Lost.
When someone touches your private parts that you don't know, that's watching Lost, right?
it was a Valentine's Day episode, right?
You got raped.
Are you watching Dharma and Greg?
No. No, it was a new episode. It was in HD and everything.
Valentine's Day episode?
What happened in the Valentine's episode?
No, there was a scientist, and he had to go to Switzerland, and there was something like he was trying to take his girlfriend, but his roommate really wanted to go to Switzerland because there was some sort of particle telescope or something.
Were you watching The Big Bang Theory?
Is that what that was?
You're watching The Big Bang Theory, I'm pretty sure.
That is probably the worst show.
Hey, Cyclops, show. Can you fix that?
Oh, yeah, I'll leave you because when I look in the mirror, I look like a guy from Star Trek.
Black?
We're not William Shatner.
Data?
George Takei.
Hello.
A show is really bad because, anytime the commercial comes on for the show, if you watch Law & Order SVU all the time, you're watching, TBS. So they always try and put the best joke of the episode in the show. What's the one with the black guy and the white guy and the psych, is it called?
Psych. Yeah, psych.
The commercial they keep running to nauseam, which is the best joke, is I'll put that on the top of my to-don't list.
It's a good one.
Where the hell's that button? Where the hell's that button?
Well, that's not Ryan's joke.
You can't bomb me. Man. That's the show Psych.
Oh.
But I wrote it. I actually wrote that line. I'm trying to get a pilot picked up. I was trying to gauge the reaction I'd get.
Oh, there we go. That's another question you can ask Tommy Wiseau. Any leads or any snags for his pilot that he's doing?
Alphabet says, ask him current change in politics in Washington and the situation in Afghanistan is very much up in the air for how things will change. So we must ask you, waffles or pancakes?
That's a good question. Waffles or pancakes?
First off, I know why we have to send him the – I think – was it you that said it, Ryan? So is it why you have to send the notes beforehand? Because he doesn't speak English so well. That, you know,
he, but he's Australian.
Did he vote? He's Australian,
isn't he?
No, what? Austrian.
Austrian.
Oh, he's now. Austrian.
Wow, that's adorable.
Yeah, I read it really fast through the chat room.
Get in a car, Marie.
Australian.
Australian.
You can ask
did he sound Australian to you?
Are you Australian or Austrian?
No, Marie. He's his accent is it's a sandals
it's a
accent. It's a sandals accent.
Did he vote for Obama?
Do you live in America? First off. Are you legally allowed to vote?
Oh.
Why the hair?
Did you vote for the prime minister?
Ask him what his workout routine is.
Well, I already have how much money does he spend on steroids?
He's never going to come on the show. You know, as soon as I hear his voice, I'm going to flip. I'm not going to hear. I'm not going to be able to do anything straight.
Niggity, hey, Niggity has a question. Clipped or unclipped?
Ooh.
We need to know the whole penis situation.
Would you date John?
No.
Would you date John is a good question.
I don't want him to date me. I got standards.
Can John be in
since
your next?
When?
Can John be in your next film?
There you go.
John, you would do a Tommy Wiseau project for the joke at least.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he would.
The film's about him dating you.
Dude, I can. And you have to have a slow love scene
documentary
with his music.
If I can try to get on like fucking Jersey Shore Part 2. I'll do it.
Yeah, Jersey Shore 2 is going to be filmed down here. I think you
Jersey
said name right.
So they're still calling it Jersey Shore.
Sure.
Yeah,
Jersey Shore going to be down here, right?
Yeah. How are they going to call it?
I reckon.
How are they going to call it? It's not going to be called Jersey Shore 2, is it?
It's going to be Jersey Shore.
So maybe,
but it's not in Jersey Shore.
Well, what I think is probably going to happen is
Jersey Shore South Beach Edition.
Yeah, like the original cast members from the first season are going to come down and they're going to stay at like a cabana,
Copacabana.
So
maybe.
Yeah, we're going to have those animals down here.
Great.
Fist pump.
How sweaty was that guy?
What guy?
He was like 70% sweat.
Are you still writing Tommy Wiseau questions?
Yes, they have tons of them.
Read me back the last three.
The last three. Can John be in your next film? What was the first scene you filmed from Chim? And was it the blonde girl's first movie?
Well, obviously, you know, yes, she did all three.
No. You know that blonde chick did like fucking like some like webcam porn or something. Like amateur porn.
Yeah, you're right.
That counts.
The kind of porn that like you stuff in like a trash bag.
Oh wait, Jim's saying no. Yeah. Maybe
no?
Our,
VHS
maybe our,
porn?
I read it wrong.
Did Betamax?
Alphabet says John should try to get into every episode somehow of Jersey Shore Miami. I would love to see John in the background like this, just in every episode, like.
Dude, I actually have connections to find out where like they'd be filming.
What connections did you have that you're not sharing with us?
Well, I didn't connections know that, to find out where they're filming.
Because I didn't know that
IMDb.
I didn't know that they were coming down to Miami till today.
Your pro account. That's what he uses.
He uses my login too.
Wait, so hold on. The rest of the country knew it was going to be in Miami a week ago, but your connection just told you today? Not very reliable.
No, like, if they're doing a hot show like that down here, like, all, like...
A hot show?
That's an industry word.
I know it's an... I'm saying it's an industry word, right? It has to be.
It is.
A hot show.
No, but, like, they're going to be, like, getting background and people to be in the scenes and stuff. That's right. Not going to be, like, real... Like natural people. I mean, of course, like you'll see people far away. Like you'll see like the guy selling oranges or like the chicharrones down on the street. But that guy's just standing around. He's standing off in the distance. But when you see him HD, you'll be sorry. Getting too ahead of myself right now.
What's your mic distance? You need like two ass cheeks.
Yeah, I need this far away.
I need four penis heads for mic distance.
Two cattails.
But did you know that John doesn't want to do Conan? Speaking of John doing shows,
why
he would never do Conan?
Why?
Or
why? Yeah, I would just never. I
let's say Conan was back on the air, you wouldn't do him.
No, the answer. Why
sexually?
Yeah, like I wouldn't do him sexually.
No, why wouldn't you want to do Conan?
He wouldn't want to do the show.
Come on, why wouldn't you want to do the show?
Any talk like late night talk show.
But why?
I oppose the, you know, that would help your career.
All the biggest actors in the world do it.
I know, but I gotta be honest. Like, I forget, like, my responses to everything. Like I'm not denying that I said that I wouldn't be on his show. But you're bringing this up like 2 months ago.
And like, okay, but we never brought it up again.
Like a couple weeks ago.
No, it was not a couple weeks ago.
All right. Well, what happened? What's can I know? No, it sounds like a conversation.
No, it was during the whole Leno Conan thing. And then, like, he brought up, he was like, hey, John, so would you ever, be on the Conan show,
You're right, that does sound exactly like Nate. First off, good Nate impression. Go ahead.
I was supposed to be impersonating him.
Really?
No.
Maybe you do it like that, like, without realizing it. Go ahead, anyway, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, and it was pretty much, like, we were driving, and he was asking me, and he was, like...
We were at work.
We were at work?
We were driving.
We were driving in a circle.
We were driving in work.
Were you guys playing a racing game at work?
Yes, maybe. I can't I do. Like I said, like the whole like situation escapes me.
I just thought it was really interesting because, being an actor, that's usually what their goal is. Like, oh, I really want to do the late night show.
Or Letterman or Leno.
But you're saying you're being hypothetical and I was being serious. And I was like, oh, you want me to be hypothetical? Then, yeah, sure, I'll be on a show.
So be serious, though.
What would you do seriously?
Seriously?
I'm curious. I don't know.
I mean, seriously, I'd never be on his show because I'm not that good.
Right. Serious, you'd never be on the show right now in your current situation.
If I was way up there, this
has to be hypothetically. Seriously, you would never get that offer.
This is actually how the conversation.
Don't speak too soon, Nathan.
No, Marie. This is actually how the conversation was.
I'm tired. I'm wasted. I love you, darling.
Sorry, Tommy was so wanted to add to the conversation. I can't control him.
It's okay.
Anyway, so seriously, you would be on it.
Huh?
Do you not like Conan? Is that what this is? I'm just trying to understand. I wasn't there.
I don't like any of them. Like,
apparently, you just don't like money because you don't want to be on the late night show.
Well, if they paid me to be on there, then yeah.
Improve your career. Well, you would make more money because that would help your career.
You think so? I mean, like, I'm...
Of course it would. Is that going to hurt your career? Unless you take a shit on Conan's desk.
Even still, that would be
funny, though. Go viral in, like, 8 seconds.
Like, if John came out with a movie, like, let's say you're in The Room Part 2, and Tommy Wiseau's like, oh, could you please do Conan? We want to promote the show. We want to promote the movie. Could you go on Conan, John? Could you do that? Of course, he's saying this with his accent. I'm not an impersonator like you are. I can't do it on the spot.
Well, now that we got like more into it, like you're asking me like,
oh, now I'm more. Now he's backing up.
No, now
he's like, oh,
no, it's all coming. Because I'm getting refreshed now. Because before I was
getting refreshed. You're a web page.
No, because it's all coming back to me now.
Coming back to you?
This whole conversation.
Because remember, he was drunk at work when he had this.
Yeah, drunk with anger.
So, okay, so you're in a movie. Tommy Wiseau's directing. Cool. And he's saying, can you please promote our movie so we could make money? Could you go on the late night show with Conan?
And I was...
Conan is still on the air, by the way.
You're in The Room too, The Condo, starring Tommy Wiseau. All
right, so you want me, an actor, to go, hey, ring, ring, hey, can I be on your show? Instead of having, like, my manager...
No, what are you talking about?
That's not what he's saying.
Tommy Wiseau is telling you, look, we have an offer to be on the late night show. I need someone to promote the movie. Can you do it?
If someone put me on the show without me asking to be on the show or wanted to be on the show, then yeah, I'd be on the show.
Wait, hold on. That's still asking. They have to ask you. You're just not going to wake up with them and be like, oh my God, I'm on Conan.
No.
He's going to be getting gas. They're going to put the mask on him in the back of a van.
What I meant by that was,
that's not how you get on Conan.
Or is it? I don't know.
I think John's chicken.
I'm not chicken.
Oh, really?
Well, why don't you do Conan already?
Because I'm trying to, like...
Like, Leno, he wasn't that Letterman. He didn't care. But, like, for Conan, you really had, like... You were speaking with Augusta.
Yeah, I know.
Guy would never be on Conan.
I think it's Gusto.
Augusta is a golf course.
Yeah. Shut up, sandals. You lost all credibility.
Hey, stupid. Hey, he tripped on me.
He's stupid.
Oh. Yeah, you tripped on a sandal.
You were speaking with August.
August.
Right. So, any reason why the hate for Conan and not the other two?
Neither. I just don't like...
You don't like any of them.
I don't like late night talk shows.
All right.
Because you're asking me...
How about...
No, because his bedtime is 9.
No.
John, how about late night with Craig?
How about that booger up your nose?
Or should it be?
Not in your nose.
Oh, you got a booger up your nose.
Boogers belong in nose.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Yeah, we're not,
we're not
hanging like that. No, but like your whole question of asking me that was because
your whole question is flawed.
No,
Alpha's got a point. How about Oprah? Would you be on Oprah?
Fuck no.
Are you retarded? Listen, I don't watch Oprah or anything, but if I had a chance to be on Oprah, I would be on Oprah in a fucking dress. I would be sitting there in a dress with makeup on. Because you want exposure. It doesn't matter.
Do you want that kind of exposure?
I don't care.
Oprah. Oh, no. I want crossbones exposure.
Nathan, if they told you.
I want crossbones exposure.
You can plug whatever you want. I have you on Oprah, but you have to wear a wig. Would you be there with a wig on? I'd be there with Tommy Wiseau's hair. I'd take it off his
head. If I had something to sell, I would do it.
Like, even if I didn't have anything to sell.
A new dildo prototype.
7-day programmable dildo.
I am on Oprah.
John, would you go on Jerry Springer?
Selling that.
No, but I'm trying to get back to the whole reason why.
Just got pregnant.
How we got into this conversation with would I be on Conan? Because I don't watch any of these late night talk shows. And he goes, really, John? So you wouldn't be on the show? I'm like, and in the light of that, I said no.
You know, John, they don't actually film it at 11:30 at night.
I know they don't.
They film it during the day.
You guys were on.
Would you have John talk? Like your own talk show? The John Sanzari talk show? I'm just asking. Would you want your own talk show then? Since you don't like other people's talk shows, would you have your own talk show?
No.
I just don't think you should, single out if it were to happen.
Dutch has a good point. He says with a movie like Crossbones, he deserves his own talk show.
No, I don't.
Sure,
yeah, you do.
It killed me in it.
John dressed like a pirate all the time.
He dies at the end of every episode.
It would be amazing.
That'd be funny, a talk show, you die at every episode.
I would love to see John's pirate-themed talk show would be amazing.
I just can't believe you'd rather be on the Jersey Shore, but you wouldn't do Conan or any respectable program.
To be fair, Jersey Shore, it does get better ratings.
No.
Welcome to John's Pirate Talk Show.
Wrong one.
It's one of these ones.
It's the one you want.
That's piratey.
I have this one.
This is the Pirates of the Caribbean.
This is fine.
Hold on.
Alright, let's hear Ryan.
Last two series.
Go ahead.
Okay, John.
Alright, Ryan wins.
Ryan, welcome to the John Pirate Show. Avast!
Who's your guest?
Keep going. It's me good fellow, Stephen Longfellow.
Is that Sally Longfellow?
Is that me?
Yeah,
we have to kick her off the peg.
You're Stephen Longfellow.
Hey, hi, guys.
Avaste.
Mr. Longfellow here.
What sayeth ye?
Yeah, Steve. That's me.
Who the fuck is Steve?
Stephen Longfellow, buddy. Check yourself.
You gotta ask questions, host.
Yeah, I can't keep saying my name for 2 hours.
Is it a problem that I just like your name too much? So what kind of vessel do you drive?
I drive a Prius.
Oh, what type of vessel is this Prius you speak of?
No, it's a car.
What is a car?
It's a car.
Ah, a witchy be. You know what ye be, the witch is? That's pirate slang.
He has his Andy Richter parrot sidekick.
Come on, Andy Richter pirate, come on, speak.
It's just a real macaw that...
Man! His name be Cracker.
Because he's white?
No, because he's black. It's a play on words. Arr.
That's not a pun, John.
Ask your guest questions.
Me writer's working on it.
Will you ask your guest questions?
Well, no, wait a second. I think it's only fair. Let him warm up and let him do his pirate monologue.
That's what this means.
You're doing your monologue, beginning of your show.
Hey, take my wench, please, or you be have your throats cut.
No, you have to do current event things.
Current event pirate jokes.
So, did you hear about...
So you hear about the earthquake in Haiti?
Yes.
All their raping and pillaging. That was all me.
You're taking credit for the raping and pillaging in Haiti?
Yes.
Why?
You have to do political.
Because I'm a pirate. Arr.
You got to do a political joke now.
Okay.
About the president.
Oh, the president. Oh, you mean the monarchy.
Pirate John, tell us about the blizzard.
Oh, the blizzard. Arr. Good thing the seawater can't go in there.
Go in where?
It's on ice time.
Sidekick again.
Down, Puck.
Good one, John. Puck.
Quiet ye. So what's about this Craigslist? I went down there, I found my crew. Oh, it was a bunch of men that wanted to rape little babies. I mean, I was cool with it the first couple of times. But after that, I needed some gold shillings.
Mad Fam goes, what's the deal with scurvy?
I got the new health plan. Yeah, it's pretty good. Have you heard about this one?
No, what is it?
I get free splinter pulls from my peg leg, and Polly gets his claws defanged.
How much does it cost?
A buccaneer. So, we got a great show tonight. We got the terrific audience. All me shipmates are swabbing the deck. So it brings up on us, we got Stephen Longfellow. He's a scurvy dog.
What am I? Please tell me what I am.
I don't know. That's what you're on my show. Tell me or you're going to go on the poop deck.
I'm here promoting the new movie. I'm in Room 2. I'm promoting it because our main actor, John Cesari, couldn't make it. He didn't want to do the show. He has a problem with talk shows.
What ye be his problem?
Western Echo says, I wish you could be near John now so that I could avoid eye contact with him.
So, John, where did the rum go?
I drank it all.
Okay, this
That's
is
not
over.
A joke.
Stop the music. This interview's over.
No. Pirate John sucks.
What the hell just happened?
I love Pirate John. I don't care if people hate it. Pirate John is my new favorite bit ever.
I love Pirate John's talk show.
Yay.
He talks about all the current events.
I do.
But like a pirate would.
Right?
All the raping and pillaging in Haiti was me.
I mean, am I right? I mean, think about it. If, like, an earthquake happened and
I got it. You don't need to explain it. You did good. Well, you know what you do good? You go. You leave it there. You let it be there.
I let it be?
Let it be out.
Okay.
Let it be out.
Let it be out.
I'll try to piggyback.
Ouch. My head hurts because I had to hold back from that one.
Okay.
Wait, what were you holding back on?
From adding on to the Haiti thing.
Oh. I thought you meant from the funny.
Ah!
Good one, Sandals.
Ugh.
So, I like my new nickname.
Sounds like a stripper name.
All right, so anyway.
Next on stage two, we got Sandals.
Sandals.
All right. Okay, good. Thanks. Shut up, Marie.
Sandals.
Sorry, Sandals.
Sandals.
All right. So,
what's your stripper name, Royce?
I'm not going to do this, John. Not with you. Not now, John. I'm not doing this. Don't rope me into it.
Bummer
show. I don't want to be roped into it.
Bummer show.
I gave you 15 minutes of pirate talk. Let me have mine.
I don't want to be roped into this. I don't want to be part of this, but it's Amber.
I'm not going to be involved. I won't be Portia. Top of my head.
Portia? That's a pretty hot name.
Why am I
looking
at you?
Now, John.
Big Kev says John's stripper's name is Failure.
Hey, next on stage, back room.
What could be the worst song to strip to? What could be the least sexiest song to strip to?
Owl City, 10,000 Fireflies.
Oh, wow. I'm not going to play it, don't worry.
Everybody Hurts, R.E.M.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a slow one would be the worst.
How about what was that song that one guy sang about his dead son, Tears Up in Heaven or something?
Oh, Christ. Wow. By Eric Clapton?
Off the top of my head. Yeah, that one.
All right, okay.
I could change the world.
I will see your tears in heaven, and I will raise you. One is the loneliest number.
There, that's a good one. Night.
You know what? Rapper's Delight would probably be a funny one to strip to.
Yeah, but I mean, that actually has a beat, so you could do something to it.
What about, okay, if you're going to do that, rap ones, how about Peanut Butter Jelly Time?
That
would work.
That would work.
That really? Would work.
At like a
Because you could have jelly on you, yeah. And it'd be sexual. Yeah, that would be a pretty bad one.
Making up bananas, shoving it in the...
I'm going to disagree with this one. I actually believe it. If you're a hot, smoking, fucking fine stripper, you can make that song work.
Yeah, you need a slow one. Like, this one would be really tough to strip to.
Like, they could be taking phones up their vaginas.
Like, strip to this song.
Don't literally, John.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
No, this one would be fine.
This one you can actually...
This is very...
In all of my stripping experience, this is probably like...
This one you can get head to in the champagne room.
And then you can finger her asshole and crash into her garage.
Close your eyes. Picture that.
I don't want to close my eyes. Because now I'm going to see you with your fingers up a girl's asshole.
I'm going to close my eyes and open them. And yeah, it's going to be naked.
See what I mean, guys?
It's hard.
I mean, am I right?
Strip to this.
Am I right?
I love that John has to insinuate to close your eyes so you can really get into the mood of what we're talking about.
Actually, I wanted Freddie to get you. Sorry.
Western Echo saying Johnny Cash is hurt.
Ooh. Fuck Western Echo.
Wow, Ryan.
How about embrace Western Echo?
That's why
Western
no one
Echo.
Likes you.
Yeah.
I like Western Echo. Western Echo's my friend.
Well, John said it, not me.
Oh. Not Ryan Lopez said
I want
that.
I want to thank Deviant for the 1 terabyte external hard drive that he got from Amazon wishlist. Thank you very much. It is awesome. It will back up all of our videos on there, and we want to thank him.
Which means a lot. Clapping.
Thank you.
I did a one-handed clap.
A bravo.
A bravo.
A bravo. So I had to remember to thank him. That's awesome. That's a terabyte, man. That's, you know how many child pornography pictures I can hold on there? Oof.
Like 10.
Luxembourg.
Well, I like them really high quality, so yeah, like 10.
Yeah. You like them like poster size.
Right.
Luxembourg.
Like Google Map size.
You like your child pornography the size of Luxembourg?
No, the whole population of Luxembourg can be stored on that terabyte.
Where's Luxembourg?
Europe.
Ryan, John is obviously the diplomat of Luxembourg. Not yet. Over this.
Not yet. Actually, no. I'm trying. I am actually the mayor of Luxembourg now.
Not Luxembourg's deli on Foursquare.
No. I am the mayor of Bagelmania. I am the mayor of South Florida Boxing, GameStop, and Luxembourg.
Well,
I'm working on IHOP and Chuck E. Cheese.
Good segue. So now myself, Sandals, and Chicken Papa John are all part of Foursquare, which is the next big craze in social marketing. You on the bandwagon yet, Nate?
I joined, but I haven't done anything with it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I need to check into the Hippo Juice headquarters. Right,
that's why I got to check in on my Verizon Dare phone.
What they're saying is it's going to be the next Twitter, because what you do is it's like a real life game that you play with your friends. You know, the more places you check in, you get points. If you're there the most, you become the mayor of the place. But what's cool is a lot of different places, like restaurants, for example, like bars and stuff, are at, you know, if you become a mayor of that bar, you get a free drink, or, you know, of a cupcake place, you get a free cupcake, something like that. And you know,
get a little pull,
right?
You get a little power.
Yeah, you feel like, hey, I'm mayor of Club Fit.
Awesome.
Mayor of Club Fit, because I've been there, you know.
Who has more pool, you or the mayor of Miami?
Well, me, and I'll tell you why, because I'm also the mayor of the Quiznos by my office. Mm-hmm. So I have two mayorships, so.
Let's say someone goes into your Quiznos, they start causing a scene. Can you banish them? Like, they could never check in again in Foursquare in that Quiznos?
You don't have the power to banish people.
I don't even want
to
play.
But I could stab them in real life. I could just cut them when they walk in and be like, I'm the fucking mayor!
So it basically does absolutely nothing. We've learned it's 100% pointless. You're just an asshole who calls yourself the mayor of Quiznos.
There's only one Foursquare in my book, and that's an elementary school.
Otherwise known as Boxball.
No shoeshine.
There you go. No,
friendly serve, friendly return. Hey,
no, Pistol Pete's.
Don't double dribble either, because I'm going to call you
double
on it.
Dribble.
And so help me God if you carry.
Friendly serve, friendly return?
Nah,
make
man.
Sure.
Pistol Pete's, man. We play for keeps.
We play for pink slips. So anyway, you check in and you get points and stuff like that. And whenever you get badges. It's kind of like, you know, just getting achievements. You get badges for doing certain things. Like, you know, if you go out more than 4 places at night, you get, you know, crunked because you went to 4 different places. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
That's fucking retarded.
But also, right? it's vastly expanding, because if you're checking into a place that's not there, you can actually put in the venue and you get points for adding that venue.
It started in New York.
Then somebody gets a Ferrari.
So you know it's good when it starts in New York City.
Don't you get like Brooklyn Old School, and then like a badge for when you go to Brooklyn, New York, and you like check in there?
How about going outside with humans? humans socializing.
Well, that's what you do.
That's how you earn points in Foursquare, by going to places.
You look dumb.
No, no. You know who looks dumb? The self-proclaimed mayor of Quiznos.
Dude, why you gotta get on me? John's the mayor of GameStop.
Yeah. No, but I'm also like, one of the things I'm trying to do, I'm trying to be like I'm doing this Monopoly.
You're trying to be the mayor of the cubbyhole.
No, I'm doing this Monopoly style. I'm trying to be the mayor of University Drive because there's this guy that's the mayor. Like every place that I've checked in down like from where I work up until the interstate, there's this guy named Red. So I'm trying to like check in there more times than him, so I can take up all this place. It's kind of like
you're
playing
trying to get Boardwalk and Park.
You know, I really wanted to tell that it was really cool, but hearing it from another person makes it sound really lame.
I think it's dumb.
I
just started doing this.
Stupid. I like it.
Give me 2 weeks and I'll be addicted.
Yeah, like everything, like Twitter.
I mean, right now it's dumb, it's lame, but as soon as I get
but
to
it's
be
like
the mayor,
as
or something,
long as you get achievement points, you want to keep playing.
When I get my own little mayor badge. Then we'll start talking.
And then you and John will be fighting for the mayorship of GameStop.
So right now I'm a hater.
My GameStop.
Until I get my little mayor hat,
I'm going to behead you.
No
so
one's going to argue with my mayorship over places in the University of Miami, though. I own that town.
Except for the mayor.
I don't know. I got a casting office out there.
He might fight Leon.
Yeah. And then you can't.
We're a bunch of losers.
Well, you can't check into your house.
I can. This is the Hippo Juice headquarters.
Technically, this is the Hippo Juice headquarters.
I know.
I can check into my house.
I didn't like Twitter when it first came out, when I first heard about it. It's already out for 2 years.
And then still don't use Twitter.
And then when Kanye
I don't like
made it,
MySpace.
But there's – I don't like that. There's always like, oh, this is the next. This is the next Twitter. This is the next Foursquare. Like why does it have to be the next? Can't it just be like, hey,
something different?
Speaking of the
this
next.
This is the next.
Do they still play Foursquare in elementary school?
Yes.
Royce?
Speaking of
yes, I know.
I don't hang outside of elementary schools.
Yes, he does.
In my IROC Z with my binoculars.
You know, you can say that all you want, but Foursquare told me that you were hanging out there like 2 hours ago.
That's the other thing. People get internet stalky like RF Rube, who listens to our show. Not always live, but sometimes he listens on iTunes, but he goes, every time I would check in on Foursquare, it updates your Twitter if you wanted to. It says, oh, Royce is here. You know, you were doing it on Twitter anyway. Oh, I'm eating dinner. Royce is here. He goes, have sniper ready, going to kill you when you come outside. So every time I check in, he goes, loading up ammo. And then it says, I said, like, I became the mayor of Club Pit. He goes, when you become president, I become famous. Lock and load.
Nice.
So we are now addicted to the things that we have fought so hard for our government not to do, like track us and know where we are.
Yes.
We now love telling everyone where
because
we are.
Because you get achievement points.
What do you got to hide, right?
Maybe I'm an old man already.
Yes.
Maybe
but
I have a math lab to run.
No, it's because that's Indy Ryan.
What do you do, though? Like, what do you do? What's your thing that you do?
Suck cock.
He doesn't want to be tracked. He's a free bird.
He sleeps.
I think it's dumb. Oh. I think it's dumb.
Wow, Marie, he just called you dumb.
I think it's dumb, but I will get into it. And
I think it's dumb. Nate's checking
in. I'm going to be checking in.
When I'm not at work, when I'm not at work, I go to the gym, and then I go home and go to sleep.
It's cool. There has potential to I see it. I see the potential to be like the next Twitter. You won't give it that?
It's the same thing. It's just
maybe
yeah, I guess
not.
It could be the same Twitter, but I think Twitter's all kinds of shit, so it doesn't matter.
Well, with this,
what about Google Buzz?
What is Google Buzz?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, see, that happened like, what, yesterday?
Right.
Okay, so I don't know what happened to Google Wave. I think everyone got invited and then stopped using it.
Right.
So it's useless because it's on a different site that, you know, everyone doesn't remember to go check when they're checking their email. Google Buzz got included into Gmail yesterday.
But explain what it is so people understand.
Yeah, I'm still confused.
I kind of think
it's like Twitter.
It's like Twitter, but attached to your Gmail. So you get emailed when something happens.
That's just annoying.
But it's all annoying. All of this is annoying. I don't like any of this. This is all fucking retarded.
Ryan, you're just afraid of change.
It's annoying at first.
Hey, Dutch, what's up, man? Hello?
Hello.
Hola,
Dutch.
I didn't even know who to call.
Bienvenue.
Hello. Hello, sir.
No.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Guten Tag.
Hello.
See, Domino's saying he rejected Buzz. I accept things because I accept change is inevitable, and I like to move with it so I don't get left behind like you losers.
Well, I have no idea where.
Tell him Sandals.
That's right. I'm changing the name of Jamaica to Sandals.
Whoosh.
So you better follow along.
Maybe more people.
I'm
going to
put
there.
It in Foursquare, and so that makes it official. And then I'm going to check in there.
I wonder if you get a badge for going on an island.
An island badge? Well, I guess if you could check in as a location, yeah.
I hate this Foursquare bit.
Why?
I hate everyone who does it. I think I dislike you guys now because of the whole Foursquare thing.
Well,
I'm pretty sure I'm going to stop following all of you now on Twitter. It's just...
Oh, but you Twitter. Beautiful.
Whoa. Not me. I'm the one saying how much I hate it. Please.
Well, okay.
Please.
Besides Ryan.
Thank you.
I don't get it. Why? Like Ryan said earlier,
we're
trying to not like have people know exactly where we are at all times, but now we're in such need of attention that we're fucking putting on goddamn the internet everywhere we're fucking at every minute.
Yes. Exactly.
Because
and
it's
I'll
a game.
Why?
It's a game.
It's a game, and you get achievement points.
Dutch, it's very simple. I'll
what
tell
if you,
you
just
why.
Not achievement points? It's trying to get like you know, it's trying to fill some kind of void of loneliness. That's what
sounds
drugs
like,
and alcohol are for, not goddamn Foursquare.
Yes.
Sounds
hold
like
on.
Someone's upset that
Foursquare.
He's not a mayor.
Before we go anywhere,
yeah. Well, first of all, what's your Foursquare sign-in name?
I don't have one.
All right, wait. Okay. So okay, drugs right, and alcohol. I say, what if you check into a bar in Foursquare? You become the mayor, and I identify you as the mayor. They give you free beverage.
I don't want to be the mayor, and I'm pretty sure 90% of all bars don't associate with this goddamn site.
Yet.
Yeah. This is what I must say. I think I found my soulmate because I hear the frustration and unable to explain the shittiness of things in his voice. Which is, this is the reason why I'm 23 and going gray.
You're 23?
Yes. I am with you. Dude, Ryan, I am too. I'm growing my beard out, and I have gray streaks in it, and it's because of things like this.
Aww. It annoys the shit out of me. How about going out with a human being, and how about maybe exercising or getting a job? How about really becoming the mayor?
I am fine.
You think the real mayor is on Foursquare? Can I become the mayor of Foursquare and then shut it down?
First off, two things. Number one, you could do all those things and just tell everyone you're doing it. And number two, I'm going to go to City Hall and become the mayor of City Hall and go, fuck you, and take the mayor's office.
This is going to cause so many problems. There's going to be so many fucking idiots who are going to take this literal. And then when they try and do government things, when they say, listen, when they try and get in contact with other countries and say, I'm the fucking mayor, look online.
Dude,
if you don't believe me.
Foursquare needs to build a House of Representatives in Congress.
Look online if you don't believe me. Type in the name Hot Ass Savannah Baby, and you'll see my picture, and it'll say I'm the mayor.
I think Dutch is saying that Foursquare is going to become Skynet.
It's going to become self-aware.
It's going to become self-aware.
I don't even know what Skynet is. I just
Terminator.
Think it's shit altogether.
Terminator. The machine.
Oh,
can take
oh,
it over.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Come on.
Dutch. We learned about that
on
Foursquare.
All right, I failed. Sorry.
No, you didn't. I love you,
John.
All right, I do.
Why is it everything sexual?
It's not sexual. It's
you said you wanted to make
John's
out with
looking
him.
Really
started.
Pretty tonight. I don't know what it is, but he looks really good.
It's not sexual unless his penis is.
Oh, that's because in Foursquare, John just became the mayor of sexy.
What?
No, I just became the mayor of Bagelmania. I became the mayor of Bagelmania.
Bagelmania might sexy, be the right? antithesis of sexy.
That's sexy. I ordered a Denver omelet and poof, I got they put a crown on my head.
Instead, they gave me a Cleveland steamer in the back. It's really weird.
No.
It's just that, like, I feel I remember feeling like that towards Facebook and MySpace. Even though it's hacking, like, oh, I hate this. This is stupid. Adding these people as friends.
But I didn't feel that way about those things because whatever, it's a social networking site, whatever. And if you want to send them a message, that's good. But then once it became like you couldn't do anything on Facebook, like, oh, Ryan took a shit today. Like, what, this? I don't need to know everything everyone's doing. I can't even log into Facebook anymore. It's because every time I log on, it's John's horoscope. It's this Capricorn shit come out. And the Wildlife Fund has donated $5,000 to your Farmville. I don't know what a Farmville is. And I don't want the wildlife donating shit to me because they need it for themselves. I'm not endangered.
But look at you now. Like so when Facebook had these things when it first came out in MySpace, you had some resistance towards it.
No, I accepted that. Twitter, I have not accepted, and I still don't like it because it's dumb. I don't need to give a constant fucking update. I don't give a shit if your plane just landed. It doesn't make a difference to me.
Well, for some people that care about you, they would like to know when they can't get a hold of you on your phone, and they can just see like, oh, he just checked in.
I don't know what he said.
I was.
Wait, John.
I'm going to let you finish, but someone wants to check in.
Okay. How did you ever meet Lisa? You never told us.
Well, that's a very interesting story. When I moved to San Francisco with two suitcases, and I didn't know anyone, and I hid YMCA with a $2,000 check, which I couldn't cash.
Why not?
State bank. Anyway, I was working as a busboy in a hotel, and she was sitting, drinking her coffee, and she was so beautiful. And I say hi to her. That's how we met.
He sounds like...
So, I mean, what's the interesting part?
Well, the interesting part is that on our first date, she paid for dinner.
What? No tips from your job?
Whatever. Do you want to eat something?
Well, I don't understand. Every time I hear that, I don't understand it.
Like, my whole... Like, it sounds like... It, when he said that they wouldn't accept his check, it sounds like it was a piece of cardboard that had, like, crayon written on it. Said check with, like...
It was an out-of-state check. And, yeah, you could use that check. I don't think there's any bank specific to one state that you can't use anywhere else.
He probably didn't have any identification. He just like, found a check.
He would just show him his pecs. I look out. The hey, okay. Was,
I'm Tommy Wiseau.
He meant his cheeks. His butt cheeks, not checks.
Yeah, I had $2,000 cheeks.
I love that he said,
to cash cheeks.
I love that he said out-of-state check. Like, yeah, you know, he's in New York now, but he was originally born in Texas. Yeah. You know, I was like, yeah.
Had the partner. I'm from Texas because don't you know I got my spur boots and my cowboy hat. What accent is that? A southern. No, yeah, I think it's from Oklahoma, Texas. Oh, you just cheeking. I go and eat a big, great, big T-bone steak.
What accent was that?
I love the ending part.
That's not the real one. This is the real cheap one. This one.
All right. So I follow, obviously, a lot of people on Twitter, and there's this female comedian. She's based out of New York called Sarah J. Benicasa. Anyway, I was, you know, she made a comment something about, well, why do female comedians hate other female comedians? And then I just wrote to her. I go, to be honest with you, I've only know a handful of good female comedians. And I'm being honest. I really don't know, you know, I haven't. And then it started this whole big fight, basically, like, well, I appreciate the – because I said, you know, I listen to some of her stuff. I go, oh, you're pretty funny. And then she goes, well, I appreciate the – I said, you know, guys, follow her. I go, oh, I appreciate the compliment, but not all female comedians are bad. That's bullshit. A lot of them are good. It's just there's not many of us in us. And then, like, her friend interjected – saying, like, oh, you know, that's bullshit.
Who's this?
Well,
Sarah
Jessica Parker.
So she couldn't even take your compliment. She just took it as an insult.
No, because I said to her.
I think Whitney Cummings was the one who opened for Dave. Okay. But go ahead.
Well, all I said to her was, what I said was, I thought I was being nice. I go, oh, guys, follow, you know, Sarah J. Benicasa because she's one of the few funny female comedians. And obviously, I really didn't mean it in a malicious way. I meant it as a compliment, you know. But she took it as, oh, you think female comedians are bad? And I'm like, well, no. I go, I'm being honest with her. I've only seen a handful of good female comedians, and I could name them now. You know, I mean, I think Bonnie McFarlane is funny.
Yes,
she's actually very funny. Amy Schumer is very funny. Mm-hmm. She opens for Jim Norton a lot.
She's adorable.
This chick's funny, but. You know, I see a lot of them on Comedy Central. Maybe it's my fault because I see them all on Comedy
Amy
Central.
Schumer, is that the blonde girl?
Blonde girl. Yeah. She's really funny. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that everyone on Twitter is just an asshole? You think maybe you're doing something wrong? Like the 14-year-old girl and her dead mother.
No, okay.
This woman.
I seriously
believe no, it wasn't. It wasn't. I
everyone
honestly,
else you fight with.
I honestly.
Is everyone misunderstanding?
You could never win an argument with that story against you, that 14-year-old girl. Like, no, that's your trump card right there.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, well, you were mean to a 14-year-old girl.
And her dead mother.
Okay, well.
I win.
I wasn't. I wasn't fighting. I really wasn't. I was being honest because she brought it up the female comedian thing, and I said. I really think a handful of female comedians are funny. I made a statement. I wasn't trying to fight. I never said anything negative to her. And then I even apologized. I go, look, I'm sorry if you took it the wrong way. I go, you know, just to clarify, what I meant was I haven't seen a lot of them, you know?
I can actually see how, because like there's a lot of people when it comes to Twitter or text messaging, a lot of people take like they throw emotion into like what someone's saying. So like you have to dumb it down, like putting like a smiley face or a frowny face to let people know that you're not being mean. Like if you did all caps.
Winky.
Or winky. If you do like all caps, like into it, why are you shouting? So like, so that's probably how she took it as.
Well, to tell you what happened with the 14-year-old girl thing that you brought up with the infamous story. Now, I was over at GameStop picking up my copy of BioShock 2 yesterday, and I know John's working there, and I'm, you know, I come in and I get my game, and these two guys are there who apparently listen to the show. These two guys, I don't know who they are. They listen to the show, and then I didn't know they listened. They go, Are you the guy that got in a fight on Twitter with a 14-year-old girl? And really? I swear to God, yeah. Am I making it up?
No.
Exactly. And I look at him, and I look at him, and I go, yeah. I go, you listen to the show? He goes, yeah, we listen to the show. It was him and his buddy. And he goes, dude, I want to shake your hand. I go, okay. So I shook the guy's hand. I'm like, oh, okay. I shook the guy's hand. I'm like, what? Like, it's not even like I'm famous for, oh, man, your show's so great. It's like I'm famous for, oh, man, you fucking 14-year-old girl making fun of her. So I shook
Fuck
his
Reba.
Hand. And then, right. he goes to his other buddy who was there. He goes, dude, this guy, he even made fun of her dead mom. And, like, they're laughing about it and high-fiving. And I felt embarrassed. Like, I literally, because I know I'm wrong, obviously. I said, look, I'm a maniac, guys. I'm very sorry. I'm crazy. But they're laughing and high-fiving. I felt so bad inside. I'm like, oh, God.
But then, like, I turned around. I could have swore when he left. He was like, no autographs, please. Oh, God. He was, like, hiding his face for the paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? Because he was famous.
And you're proud of
these people.
And you're proud of this?
No, I'm not proud of it. I told you I felt bad.
I don't know. He just shut me off. He's turning off my mic.
No, no. I'm just testing my luck.
Okay. Are they regulars?
Who is?
Those two people?
Yeah, it was that Brian kid with the mustache. He comes in all the time. Brian.
The one that was at GameWorks?
Yeah. I mean, Katie wasn't
He doesn't
there.
Count. He's a douchebag.
What?
Well, I don't know if he counts or doesn't count. I didn't know the
How
guy.
How is he a douchebag?
I'm saying I didn't know the guy.
No, I don't really know
him. He's really cool once you get to know him.
Isn't
man.
He like a game developer or something like that? That's
yeah, he's right. a game developer. Yeah, he has his own like third-party game developing company.
If you were able to murder one person and not go to jail for it, any repercussion, who would it be?
Who are you asking, me or him?
All of you. Mine is Chris Crocker.
What was the question?
I haven't even seen his video, but I just saw his face, and I want to murder him.
You mean just from looking at them?
No, anyone. Like, yours would be Queen Latifah or me.
No, Andy Milonakis.
Okay.
We've already discussed that.
Nathan, who'd
iTunes.
You kill?
Oh, no.
So why, too many, or?
Not enough.
I think Nathan is too many. I think Nathan is very... Kept himself yes. about who he hates, but I think he has a list. Not a big list. Maybe not too many. I think you're like, is it Happy Gilmore? No, Billy Madison. Steve Buscemi's character?
No, it's Big Daddy.
With the lipstick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a list there. You're normal. You talk to, hey, what's up? But you're just crossing off a list of people that are going to die when Nathan explodes.
Explosion.
And when Nathan goes, people are going down with him. So whatever, what I'm saying is, yes, I know that I'm bad, I know that I'm an asshole, I get it, but this time I was really not trying to be mean. I was just telling her, because she brought up the female comedian thing, and I was like, hey, listen, you know, what do you want me to tell you?
Well, you know what, I think that I'm starting to find more female comics that are funny, but maybe 5-10 years ago, I probably would have only been able to name one, maybe two.
Look, I agree, to be fair, she said it herself, she goes, a good female comic is like a good white NBA player. You don't see them often, but they exist. And I agree with her. Exactly. You don't see them often. It's you don't.
Did
you
she
don't.
Just compare herself to Larry Bird?
I think she... No. For not Larry Bird. Let's
My
not
white
go crazy.
NBA guy is Mark Price.
Mark Price is yours? I think I will go with Thunder Dan Marley.
He's short. Oh, yeah. You can go with him.
He's on Fuego.
Dan the Man Marley.
Yeah.
All right.
Cut the clutch three-point winner.
That's the guy you want. So, Nathan, unfortunately, you and John's Power 96 video did not win.
Don't we talk
about
this?
What happened?
Oh, sorry. Party in the USA, they don't win?
Everyone's voting for Party in
the
USA. The
reason why I didn't win is because John was telling people, oh, go vote for our video. It's called Party in the USA.
No, it's called Party On.
Why didn't you just name it Vote for Hippo Juice?
Because you can't. Hippo Juice isn't an option. You have to name a party something, right?
Hippo Juice Party.
Like it just when you upload the video, it just said like, oh, what's the title, and then what's a little description?
Why don't you name it Lemon Party?
I would have got a lot of votes. Huh?
Wow.
Yeah, I think you're just your flaw is not in the video making, but in the title naming.
Yeah. Well, don't they?
No, you should have done the same video, but with a bunch of old men sitting naked in the car,
blowing each other, holding lemons. Leave nothing to the imagination.
Well, I think ours was the only one that didn't have any dialogue.
Or men blowing each other with lemons.
But I think we were talking about it before. I think we're going to buckle down and we're just going to start doing just more videos for commercials.
Sucking like cat tail.
FedEx is one of them. Ben and Jerry's has another one.
Ooh.
And so what kind of Ben and Jerry's commercial can we do?
Ice cream club.
We, John, I know that you want to make a club just for ice cream. But
no, but that exists, though.
It already exists in Tampa.
Oh, right. You're a member.
Yeah.
How is it going for you?
I just thought about it. I should probably check
it out. Whoa, whoa. You're not supposed to talk about Ice Cream Club. That's the first rule.
Oh. I'm going to join Foursquare to become the mayor to kick out John from my
club. That way
you don't get free birthday ice creams anymore.
That's why.
John's trying to lose weight.
That's why those guys were shaking your hand at GameStop. It's like, dude, bro, that's the mayor of Bagelmania. That's why they were shaking your hand.
He's the mayor of Quiznos on University.
No, I'm the mayor of Bagelmania.
I don't care.
No one didn't shake my hand.
I was feeling dead and I don't give a shit what you're the mayor of.
Fuck you, asshole. I know what I said.
You're the mayor of pissing me off. That's what you're becoming.
But what happened with that hippo juice poll, huh? What happened with the video?
They all vote Miley Cyrus got 1,000 extra hits for Party in the USA because the way John Paul did.
This only proves more how much we cheated. And Justin Johnson's poor little
not true. Absolutely so, not. I don't think it's
we
that.
We can't even beat a bunch of changas.
Well, I don't think it's that. I think it's you got to understand a contest where it's worth $5,000. More people are involved voting. Fucking for
we
film,
can't cheat
for film fights. It's five people. You know, even if you don't cheat for film fights, it's
we
five
don't,
people.
We don't cheat in film fights.
That's right. We don't. Never been proven. It's only been alleged. We're like the O.J. Simpson of film fights. Yeah, we murdered a bitch, and you can't prove that shit.
That glove did not fit.
Yeah,
acquitted.
I'm not saying it ain't fishy, but I ain't saying I did it.
Because it is super fishy.
All right. The ads should reflect the fun, irrelevant, authentic, wacky, and playful, unique tone of the Ben & Jerry's brand.
You guys are wrong. I'm looking at the winning video now. It's not the one you
said. There's another video there.
It's a girl shaving her armpits, brushing her teeth. I swear to God.
Wait. This one?
This one won? The one, those are my jams?
Oh, because she's pretty. I get it.
Oh, there's your problem. It has nothing to do with the hippo juice pool. If she's hot, we lose.
So what the fuck was that other one, then?
You know what your problem is?
I don't know. They must have changed it.
Do you think they pulled them out because they had copyrighted music in it?
Maybe. I don't know. Do I look like Power 96?
Congratulations, Ricardo Meneviello.
Yeah, that's a different name. Before it was like Daniel something, right?
Yeah, they must have pulled it.
Niggity has a good point. He said, just work Ben and Jerry's into pedo fight. We should just put
lure the kid.
No. We should just put the logo at the end of our already made videos.
Like a cheesy graphic, motion captured graphic.
No, we'll just put text at the bottom of the entire pedo fight video. Buy Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Wait a minute, for the temp, I have an ice cream sandwich. I pull out a gun and I start shooting like ice cream bullets.
Why would we do that?
Yeah, that's I don't get it.
Also, Bex is looking.
Bex
is looking. It's also $5,000 for a commercial for them.
Oh, man.
There is an ice cream castle. I do just want to make a video because that's a kick-ass name for an ice cream place.
Oh, yeah. We went to ice cream castle.
I want to make, like, you know, like cardboard, like armor.
Nathan.
Like helmets and stuff.
Before you go on, me and John
protect
went to.
Protect the castle!
Me and John went to ice cream castle, and the real-life ice cream castle is worse than anything you can imagine.
Yeah. It's worse than a bicycle shop.
It's in the middle of Niggville. And yes, I'll admit, it's the gayest thing I've ever done, and I've blown three guys at the same time.
Is Nate
and John,
Niggville?
Me and John decided to stop to go get ice cream together at Ice Cream Castle.
So listen, we
walk in. They have two flavors. They have ice and cat piss. Yeah. All of their flavors.
And all you can smell was cat piss.
And how's the
owner?
Ice?
The owner.
How's the listen, ice? Tastes like cat piss.
When you walk in Ice Cream Castle, they don't sell ice cream. It's a front like in Casino. You know how Pesci, how he owns the jewelry store over there, but he's just really just selling drugs?
Right.
That's all it is. You walk in, the guy looks at you. Look, can we get ice cream? We don't have ice cream here.
No, he wasn't looking at you. He was sitting down with his feet up. Wow, that is funny.
This just in, Chim just gave us another great Photoshopped image of John the Pirate.
I want that picture. That is fantastic.
Wow.
I think my favorite is the stuffed animal parrot because he couldn't find a real parrot.
Yeah, so we so me and you go to Ice Cream Castle. It's just a front for selling drugs. And then it says they only take cash. Man says we don't take cash. They just wanted us out of that fucking store. It smelled like such urine.
We only take your virginity.
He was like sitting back in the chair with his feet crossed. He was scratching his balls. We walk in and he just looks at us. He finished scratching his balls and he stands up. He goes, "Hey, what can I do for you guys?"
He's reading a porn magazine. That's how outdated he is. He has a porn mag, a porno mag. That's how out of touch this guy was. So we walk in, they're like, "Hey, can we get some ice cream?"
I just want to let you know that Dutch already made a note of where I was blowing three guys at the same time as that.
Well, gee, I thought we were on the same side here. We both hate Foursquare and Twitter.
You can't let that one slide.
You can't. That was just too good.
Yeah. So you're blowing guys. Keep going.
Fuck, aren't I?
Yeah, you were blowing three guys, Ryan Lopez.
He's scratching his balls, and he makes you a little ice cream with his nuts.
By the way, I wish he couldn't even make us ice cream with his balls. He couldn't even do that for us.
You want me to dip those in hot chocolate?
It was the creepiest thing. It smelled like piss in there. That's all I remember was the amount of urine it smelled like. It smelled like as if he pissed on pee.
It's on a 441.
We probably could have gotten AIDS from the ice cream if we would have ate it.
Dutch says, "But Ryan, you give me too much to work with."
I can imagine the intro already. Hippo Juice Podcast, and then a bunch of lasers. We blow three guys at the same time.
Ryan
Lopez.
I blow three guys.
Perfect.
And cut.
Scene.
So that's on 441, though. Is it on 441?
Yes. Yeah, 441.
Ice Cream Castle? That's a cool name.
441. But it's 441. There's nothing good exists on 441.
Not even the ovens.
There's another place I drove by in Hollywood called, like,
Captain Shrimp.
That's a good one.
Oh, yep. Captain Shrimp.
No, this is a haircut place called Jesus Haircut.
I remember that place.
They deserve
it's very
a video.
Specific. They only do one kind of haircut.
Yeah. No, they only cut Jesus' hair.
They deserve a video. Just all Jesus they do is in perms. There, like, doing, you know, like, fades. Jesus is, like, doing the tricks with the razor.
How about your favorite one, Christ the Rock Church? The Rock does the sermon every weekend. I told the devil, "Listen here, jabroni."
I like that place.
Take
too.
All your heathens.
Wait, I'm still trying to... Does the Jesus haircuts, is it Jesus giving haircuts? Is it haircuts only for Jesus? Or is it Jesus looking haircuts for anybody?
Open for the imagination.
I was going to say open for interpretation.
I hate that. That open for interpretation. And at the end, we'll read the book to find out. Kids used to do that in book reports in school. I'm like, "That you didn't read the book, fucker. You're trying to be clever." I did that all the time. I would never read a fucking book for a book report.
Well, yeah, but then the teachers would get smart. Like, if you try to get the cliff notes and be like, they'll ask you, like two of the questions in, like, a test. Will be like, "What was Billy's bicycle's color?" Something that they're never covering the cliff notes. Right. It's like, "Oh, fuck."
Man,
red?
When I was in elementary school and middle school, I always wanted to be the show-off, and I always wanted to know the answer. Oh, my God, I was a prick. All I wanted to be was a teacher's pet, but I was too fucking stupid to do that.
So speaking of book reports, you guys went to school in Miami. Did you guys have the Book It program through Pizza Hut?
Speaking of book reports, yes. Ryan, that means fuck you what you're saying, Ryan. I'm going to talk about my pizza program.
Yeah.
Oh, that pizza program, by the way, where the school we went to was a fucking money-making Ponzi scheme piece of shit that was.
It was a Ponzi scheme.
Let me tell you why.
I swear to God.
Let me tell you why.
How does that work?
Where we went to...
People were arrested.
Because, listen, where we went to, you would have to, like, you would have to pay, like, first of all, everyone would bring $5. And then, like, there'd be a pizza party. But anyway, there's, like, 40 kids in the class. We all bring $5. That's $200 fucking dollars. And then they buy $8 worth of pizza. But not only that. One time, they only brought one fucking pizza, and the teacher from home brings a knife, and she's trying to cut that pizza. You can only cut it so small and to give 40 kids a taste of pizza.
Wow.
Some kids just got squares of crust. I'm like, I could have bought lunch for a week with $5 fucking dollars.
Ryan, I am sorry that you had to go through that program, because ours through Pizza Hut,
I can just imagine,
in a white neighborhood, was that you got buttons, and whenever you got a good grade on a pizza
program. You understand, the Federal Trade Commission is putting fines on the guy at our school. He's sitting there, he's just sitting in his desk with his pizza money.
See, because
our pizza program was sponsored by Ice Cream Castle.
Oh, because ours, you got a little button from Pizza Hut, and every time you did really good on your book report, like you got an A, you'd get a little sticker, and you'd go to Pizza Hut,
and they'd have like the sticker and everything like that, and you'd get a free personal pan pizza. There was no money involved. Wow, I am sorry.
Yeah,
dude.
With ours, we had to sell crack.
Jesus Christ! I mean, I remember the worst thing was like when you had like you always have the spokesperson coming in. And you had to sell like gift wrapping paper, preserves, and cards and stuff.
I can't believe I ever sold any of that shit.
Well, because people feel bad for you. Nobody wants a 10-year-old chocolate bar, or nobody wants to buy from you wrapping paper.
That was the worst.
Was that chocolate ever
good? Who's buying wallpaper from a kid's book?
You know what? That might have worked when we were kids, but I can't imagine any of us feeling bad for those other little kids when they have to start selling the wallpaper.
Domino says, Ryan, that Scrooge McDuck ran our program.
Dude, our
he's swimming in gold coins.
Our school was the fucking worst when it came to that. They used to have the thing like, you know, the candy sales, you know, where you sell candy, and then like, oh, like if you sell 10,000 candy bars, you get a trip to like Orlando or whatever.
Right.
And they gave you such unreasonable things that the amount of money that you raise isn't worth the prize. Like, sell 90,000 candy bars and you get a front bicycle tire. What am I going to do with one bike tire? I don't even have a bike. Why don't you give me the fucking bike? I go, listen, I will sell my own candy and I will profit majorly. I'm going to make money for you.
And the worst part is that no matter what happens, you end up eating the candy anyway and asking your mom, I need $20. Yeah. And then they wonder why you have juvenile diabetes.
I would just collect coins and eat the candies, man. I would bring that little white manila envelope bag you're supposed to bring with the money filled with fucking pennies. Boy, I just put that shit in there. What are they going to do? Here's the thing. I would eat the candy and not pay them back. What are they going to do? Fucking put it on my credit report? I'm 8. What are you going to do to me?
That's true. I can't imagine Ryan in 5 years is going to apply for a home mortgage. They'll be like, I'm sorry, when you were 8.
Oh, the Hawaiian Candy Sale Fund says different. And let me tell you the greatest scheme I ever fucking figured out. Uh-huh. Vending machines don't take pennies. I didn't fucking know that. I was 5 and we had a vending machine. I got 50 pennies and I'm putting them in. It took me 10 minutes to realize every time the penny would come out. I tried every penny before I realized it didn't take fucking pennies. So then a teacher comes by and she goes, it didn't take pennies, and she gave me 2 quarters. I quickly learned that I could just get a handful of pennies. I'd bring 26 pennies to school. They wouldn't even count them. They gave me 50 cents. Man, I was eating Doritos fucking left and right. I wasn't paying for this shit at all.
Domino just said he had a 10-year fundraising program in school, and all they did at the end of it was paint their already existing picnic tables.
That is
10
sad.
Years! And they just painted the picnic tables.
Wow. Niggity wants to know if Ryan ate the pennies.
Did.
Oh, man.
How did you sign up for that? For the did you need like parents' consent or something to get the cell candy?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure.
They had to give a deposit or something like that?
No, it is a deposit. They
deposit on $20.
But it would be one of those things where, like, it was one of those fucked up things, like, where, no, just take the chocolate, but if you don't pay it, you can't graduate. Yeah. Like, they wouldn't let you graduate.
I wanted to do it. I wanted to sell the candy, but I don't know, like, my mom wouldn't let me. I don't know.
I forgot what happened. A parent can object to you doing it. You don't have to do it.
I wanted to eat it.
Trust me, you didn't miss out.
I did it. Yeah. I remember like selling the candy and like I don't eat chocolate, so I was like, "I'm gonna take this." Like, you ever eat this, son? I'm like, no.
We went to a sweatshop. We're doing a fundraiser. If you build 400 toy trains in a week, it was a sweatshop.
Can I tell you how fucked up Christians, at least the Christian schools that we went to were? We went to these schools all our life, Christian schools. But anyway, this school, it's little. It's a little tiny school. I mean, about the size of this fucking apartment, basically. Miami Lakes Christian Academy. Oof. And they made a lot of money because you had to pay tuition to go there. And their overhead had to be $10.
And they still had church collection funds. It was one of the schools where school started at 8. You had to get there every day at 7 because you had to do an hour of fucking church. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, we had fucking
an
church
An hour
every day.
Mass.
Every day.
Every Beautiful. Single day before school.
Of course.
And by all the money you paid, you know what our playground was? I swear to God, they got 2 fucking 2x4s, put them in the ground, and they just industrial-sized nail gunned used tires. Four used tires. I don't know what you were supposed to do with it. Maybe you're supposed to climb the tires. It was a fucking stick with there was 2 sticks, each stick had 2 tires and nail guns up to it.
It sounds like something they'd use to like weed out the stupid kids.
Well, we would be there and it was like, oh yeah, you know, but on top of everything you had to do also these chocolate things and all the pizza book and Ponzi schemes.
And when it was all like, for, yeah, you know, we're going to build an addition to the church. We're going to make the church bigger. And it, fucking, I went, fucking 20 years later, I drive by there. Nothing has been done. The school is still open.
The school is smaller. They took down a wall.
Same paint job.
And I mean, by the way, though, this is how you learned in a Christian school. You have every hour, like every hour and a half, like the subject changes. Now social studies or whatever, history, math. And you don't learn out of a book. You have like these like magazine-sized pamphlets.
It was called Pace.
Pace. And you know, where you go at your own pace, hence the term. And you're supposed to do 5 pages of that in every subject every week, right? And at the bottom, there's a little guy called Ace. He's a little cartoon guy. He's a good Christian boy, blonde hair with his hair combed. And then you go up to the – after you finish doing the 5 pages, you go up to the middle of the room and there's these books, the answer keys, and you grade your own work.
Wow.
That's what you do. You grade your own test.
Wait a minute.
And this is how dumb the school was. When I was 6, I was able to be valedictorian in that fucking school. Is that after every 5 – you have a little goal chart. So just a little chart on your desk and you have your goals for the week. Like let's say I'm supposed to do pages 1 through 5. And then once I do pages 1 through 5, it matches up with my little goal chart and I pass for that week. I quickly learned that every week if I erased the goal chart and wrote the same 5 pages again and did nothing for a year, I would have the highest grade in the class and I didn't do shit. And they didn't catch on to
this.
They
never called you out on your bullshit?
Oh, they finally found that around the same time when we would take our spelling test on the computer and you had spell check.
They finally found out in high school in graduation ceremony.
Well, Jesus didn't write about spell check in the Bible, so how are they supposed to know?
And every single subject was somehow related to Christianity. Yeah. If David killed Goliath 4 times and Jesus damns the gays to hell 8 times, how many miracles happened? Those were the type of questions. Wait. Those were the questions you were asked. Who discovered America? The answer to everything was Jesus.
Jesus. You always based it.
Of Japan, is it Jesus? I was a genius, man. And then I went to a real school. I'm like, Jesus did not invent the Pythagorean theorem, you dick. That's what happened when I switched schools.
If Bobby has 3 heathens and Timmy takes 2 of them away, how many will go into heaven?
It doesn't matter because Christ doesn't choose you.
And then what I would do is I would just scribble. Because I got past the system. I would just scribble in all the books and go, I'm done. And they staple them. And they don't even look at them. They'd staple them and you take the test. And it was easy. Like, I passed the test. And one time, our principal, I still remember his name, Mr. Fender. By the way, he used to be a cruise director. Then he, for some reason, his natural progression is cruise director to principal.
Right. Of a Christian school.
But he was such a flamer. I mean, he was gay, but he wasn't gay because he was in Christian school. So he would come and then he found out and he came and he goes, Royce, what's this? And he opened it up. He goes, what if that thing? And I just scribbled. I didn't write words because I just wanted to fucking get my little gold star and go home.
Right.
And he's like, what's that? And I go, oh, man, my handwriting's bad sometimes. Oh, what is it? And he's just putting X's everywhere and saying, oh, my God, this and that. You have the tension. And I say, okay. I never went. They didn't remember. There was no accountability there in that school. It didn't matter.
I remember that school.
Do you blame Christian school for the failures you are?
When I was in that school, it was.
Thanks, Nate.
When I was in that school, I had to be like 8. There was a girl who liked me, right?
Uh-huh. Someone likes you?
I didn't talk to her.
She was ugly as fucking dick, by the way.
Oh, that makes sense.
She had leg braces.
And now she's the fastest runner.
That was a PE teacher's daughter, am I right?
What? Wait, she liked you, or did you like her leg brace?
She liked me.
She liked you.
I wouldn't associate with her because she had a leg brace.
Did you ever comment on them?
How'd you find out she liked you?
That young girl's name? Jessica Alba.
Wow.
She told me all the time. There was this other girl, like, there was, like, this girl, she was...
So she told you, and then ever since then you try to walk slightly faster than her?
I would power walk.
By the way,
sometimes
you never catch up.
Spraying WD-40 on her legs.
She could never sneak up on you.
No. I'm sure she was a very nice girl. What happened?
Nothing.
She ran away from you.
You didn't want to be married.
I would climb the tires in the playground and she couldn't get up there.
And then every time you cut yourself and you need a tetanus shot and that piece of shit.
Oh my God.
Dude, we would.
Because they were used tires. They came right off the principal's car that was still hot.
I could tell you. So I have so many stories from that school that I remember. It's just things that you look back and you go, unbelievable. Like, there was different levels. Like, you know, they would teach different grades. Like, one to fourth grade was one teacher, and five, whatever. The high school grade, which was 9 through 12, was one teacher. Yes, that's right. All these grades were in one class because you worked at your own pace.
Oh, by the way, really quick, the little character at the bottom, Ace, who tells you when you're supposed to grade your test, as you moved up a grade, he got a little bit older.
Yeah. What?
So when you start in first grade, Ace is just a little kid. When you're in 12th grade, Ace is like a man. He has stubble now.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to God,
alcohol,
man.
Problem. So, but anyway, the high school teacher was a scary one. Nobody wanted him, Mr. Mendez. Nobody wanted him because he used to be addicted. He used to be addicted really bad to coke.
Oh, wow. God.
But then he stopped.
And now
but
he's addicted to Jesus.
He's addicted to Jesus now.
Oh, some magazine.
But his problem was he did so much stuff, drugs, that it really fucked up his brain. He was never okay again. So he'd be talking to you like, you know, normally, like, hey, okay, we're doing this. And he would twitch his neck and just keep talking. But it's like, as a kid, you're like, oh, my God, hey, he's doing it again. And he would keep twitching his neck. And then he would have this twitch where he would fix his hair and twitch his neck at the same time. And that was our teacher, was an ex-drug addict.
How did he get approved to teach that class?
I even remember this far.
Because he believes in Jesus?
Oh. I remember them, because all I remember is when you go to Christian schools, all they push to you is, you better, because they teach, at least the ones that I went to, teach you in fear, like, you better find Jesus when the rapture comes, you're going to be left alone. To the point where they showed you this movie called Left Behind. If you could find, I'd watch it again now, I'd love to. It's called Left Behind. It was basically propaganda to show all the people being sad because all their relatives left. Like, there was this really dramatic scene where this, you know, girl who's not so good, you know, she's like 16, walks in and her mom's was a Christian, and then all of a sudden there's mommy, she just sees a pot boiling by itself. Where'd my mommy go?
Oh yeah, I remember that. And let me tell you how fucked up it was. There was a part in that movie, and I'll never forget, where the preacher is telling everyone that basically it's a big scene where he says all you got to do to get to heaven is be good and you have to love each other and everything, because the message at the time was being a good person and loving and helping out, you're still going to hell. You have to believe in Jesus. When that part came on, the teacher stopped and she goes, I'm going to fast forward this part because you don't need to hear what he's saying. He's saying to be good and love people. He wasn't saying anything bad, but she would fucking fast forward through it.
No, and it was so they did that, and then they would always teach you that. I remember one day, and I'm still thinking back about it laughing, because, you know, I wasn't fucking, I didn't want to say elementary. No, high school, probably at that point, like ninth or tenth grade. They were doing, of course, one of our classes was Jesus class, and he was writing on the chalkboard, the rapture. Okay, well, you know, the earth started in, and they put, you know, like 2000 BC, because everyone knows that's when earth started. Forget dinosaurs. Earth started 2000 BC.
Right.
And then he put end of the earth, 1990, ? Because he said, it's coming soon. All the things are lining up. He put 1999 and then a ? It's like, 98, it's coming. It's coming now. And then it's fucking 2010 now, but it's like, it's coming. All these things are lining up. And they would interpret things in the Bible like, there'll be a 13-headed snake, and the 13-headed snake will show the devil is coming. And then it's like, and then the teacher would explain, the 13-headed snakes are the 13 members of the UN, the 13 nations that are part of the UN, and they're aligning because there's 13 of them now. And I'm like, what? So I'm sitting there with this propaganda going, what the fuck's going on? To the point where he told us that if you're Baptist, because this school was Baptist, you're not allowed to dance.
What?
Because it's called lust of the flesh. So if you're dancing...
What if you dance to Jesus?
Can't.
What if you dance for Jesus?
Let me tell you how much of a cult it was. Every day when you're in the church, you have to stand up, right? You stand up and everyone turns to the right and they do, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Then they turn to the left and you had to pledge allegiance to the Christian flag.
What?
There's such a thing as a Christian flag.
I don't remember
flag.
The pledge to the Christian flag.
I don't remember one word how it goes, but I remember there was a Christian flag.
Yeah, it's
flag.
Like blue, white, like, blue, yeah.
And
the
cross.
Red cross.
Red cross.
Yeah. And we had to do we had the pledge to it.
Yeah.
Who the hell made a Christian? Wow.
Jesus
made the Christian flag. Watch, I could hang on the cross, and he was like,
hey, Dutch, what's up? Hello? Dutch?
What the hell does he want? Calling again?
He says that he went to Christian school, and he's laughing about this.
One call per show, Dutch. That's it.
Dutch does all the free audio work. Dutch could be on the show the whole time as our fifth mic, or seventh mic, or whatever we are. Hey,
rules.
Dutch.
Did you guys ever get detention for missing morning prayer?
Yes.
Yes.
Holy shit, dude. I went the exact same type of Baptist church slash school. Was your school in a church building?
Yes.
Or was it actually at a...
It was in a church.
It was like they added on to a church in the back.
Dude.
Yeah, with a big old gymnasium where every kind of physical activity happened.
Yep. Dude, I'm young. I'm 23 years old. When we went there, they would still paddle you. And they had paddles with holes to go faster.
Dude, me too.
Yes.
Holy shit, dude, I'm 25. They had the same thing that happened at my
aerodynamic
school.
Paddles.
They had the ones with the holes, or they had the other ones. Yeah, man.
The studs. And it was all this preaching about, you know, Christian. It was crazy. But to the point that when you hit, you were
a gay principal would do magic tricks in church.
That's right.
He would go to Miami Lakes, Houdini's treasure chest. Remember that, Nathan?
Yeah, yeah.
And he would buy like the pitcher of water that never stopped pouring water, and he'd give an analogy of like, this is what Jesus did to feed the people.
Shut the fuck up.
No, he threw water in the wine, Dick. That's water. There's water everywhere.
Wait, did he have like a newspaper?
Are you serious? I had the exact same thing. The exact same thing. Dude, Holy shit.
Dude, there was probably a website or something that teaches you, like, sermons for the day. That's probably what it was.
Yeah, how to teach idiot kids Christianity with fun.
Well, apparently, I just found out it's part of this ACE, Accelerated Christian Education Program, which is basically they franchise it to churches where you could be part of this ACE program. And the crazy part was I remember this. When you get – everyone's like, oh, no, when you get to 11th grade – because in 11th grade, what they would do is – they would show you, since abortion is bad, they would show – because listen to this thought process. Abortion is bad. You shouldn't do it. So they would do to scare you is they would show you a video of an abortion.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about a late second trimester abortion.
Like a coat hanger.
I mean, did you guys have
mid-between third and fifth period – or sorry, third and fourth period, they would have what was called chapel. It was like a 15-minute morning –
They
showed that to us at 9:30 in the morning. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Dude, they showed it to me after lunch. I was like, dude, why the fuck am I watching an abortion at my Christian school?
Dude, I found...
And you know what the worst part is that it's awkward to hide a hard-on while you're watching it.
What?
Dude. No.
I found the books that we used to use. It shows
Paces.
Yes.
Paces. I had that too.
Yes, I know. And then at the bottom, you had the kid Ace. His name was Ace.
Yes.
And he grew up with you as you went. I found the books. Actually, I'm posting the link right now.
How much are they? You going to buy one? You can still complete that.
You can reminisce.
This is so weird hearing you guys talk about this because I thought that I was the only person that went.
In a Christian school, Nate, it's called a G-O-D.
I just posted the link, but I forgot why. I changed my name to Hot Ass Savannah Baby. So click on the link from Hot Ass Savannah Baby. That's me.
How'd you
turn it into Hot Ass Savannah Baby?
Because that's his real screen name. Dude, Dutch, I can't believe you went to that same thing. Wasn't it creepy, though?
Exact same thing, dude. It's like hearing the same hack, like, you know, radio bit from different markets or whatever. Like, because I've moved a lot around, and I hear a lot of the times I'll hear the same bit.
Right.
It's like I didn't realize that Christian schools had a go-to source for their material.
Yeah, and now I even remember that, like, I would purposely just because I would just towards the end of being there, I would just get pissed and I would try to stump the pastor. Like, I was like, well, let me ask you a question, Pastor, Mr. Hotshot, Mr. Jesus. What if you're born in Africa and no one in a tribe in Africa, no one tells you about Jesus? It's not your fault you don't know about Jesus. Are you going to heaven or hell? And then he would look at me and get mad because he didn't like the question because he couldn't answer. Then he goes, well, you would go to hell because you're meant to go to hell. I go, but that's not fair. How is that fair?
It's our duty to spread the word of the God.
Yeah, I remember that they taught us.
It's your job to go to Africa.
No, listen
to
this.
Him.
Dude, listen to this. Not only did they tell you that you have to accept Jesus and all that, is that then they even told you that there's different levels of heaven. I remember that they taught to us that, you know, if you believe in Jesus, you go to heaven. You know, it's like luxury condos. But if you teach people, then when you're in heaven, they line you up. And the people, if you taught five people about heaven, another fucking pyramid scheme, you get a medal.
You get a Ferrari.
No, like, I swear to God, they said that you would get a medal. You would get a medal around your chest, not because you taught people about heaven. I go, that's bullshit.
Did they tell you that you weren't fully saved unless you were saved through the King James Version Bible?
Yes.
Of course they
did. Yes.
You had to because that's the one that counted. The other Bibles are hacks.
I got suspended for yelling at my teacher and telling him that he was basically just telling us bullshit for telling us that the King James Version Bible was only reason why you could get saved.
Dude, we were told such weird things to the point where this is when I was you know younger. I was probably like 10 or 11 years old going to Christian school. I came home one day bawling, crying. I mean, just bawling, crying. My mom's like, "What's wrong with you?" I go,
"I stepped on a sandal."
I go, "I haven't been saved. I'm going to go to hell." Dude, I'm 10 years old. I should be playing my Transformers.
Every summer, I would go visit my grandpa, and he was really, really Christian.
Yeah, he said he spoke in tongues. He was, like, hardcore.
And he would – his church, they would have the Ace books, the Pace books. Yeah. And I remember, like, you know, I would have to go to Sunday school, you know, when I was visiting him. And yeah, I tried to fake it one time. I tried to fake speaking in tongues.
And, you guys had like the suckiest church experiences.
I did the same thing too, Nate. I faked speaking in tongues once.
Did you get? I got caught. I got busted.
I didn't get caught so much as just kind of blended in. I didn't get caught. Wait, how did you get caught?
Well, Nate's mistake was he was saying "Mecca leka hi, Mecca hi me ho," and like, wait, that's Pee Wee Herman.
And then he said, Iquitucha.
No. Like, I guess I got carried away with it. At first, like, everyone was clapping. Everyone was like, you know, like, oh, my God, Nathan's speaking in tongues. Oh, they're putting their hands on me. Praise God. And then, like, whatever, because I was, like, shaking. I was, like, you know, I was, like, dancing.
Jesus was inside of you?
I was dancing. So that's what gave it away. He was dancing. But when I was on the floor, my grandpa, he came up to me, and he grabbed my underwear. He grabbed my pants, like, by my belt and pulled me up. He just knew. I don't know. I guess he just knew me.
We don't trust that fat kid up
there. Like, whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Hey, you pudgy liar.
I got whipped.
Dude, let me tell you why I got suspended from school. This has nothing to do with religion. Let me tell you how fucked up the school was. There was a counselor there. Her name was Miss Ruiz.
Oh, that's right. There was counselors.
There was a counselor.
I shot her in the head.
Listen, her name was Miss Ruiz, and she had a daughter, a curly red-haired girl daughter who liked
ugly
me.
As sin.
She loved me. I didn't like her because her name was Jesse, and I said, that's the boy from Free Willy, so I don't like you. Anyway, this bitch liked me. And you know, like, when a girl likes a boy, they poke him, they hit him, and they call him names or whatever.
They kick their dick.
She decided one time, I'm standing there.
The shower.
I'm standing outside. Mine, I got to be like 9 or 10 at this point, and I'm looking at someone talking to them. Out of nowhere, a giant boulder-sized rock hits me in the collarbone, and I fly back as if I got shot. She wanted my attention so bad she threw a fucking rock that my collarbone popped out and I fell on the floor. And now, mind you, as I'm on the floor crying and she comes up to me, she's like, oh, I forgot what she says. And I tell her, I go, get away from me. And right? And now she felt sad. She felt embarrassed. So she tells the teacher that I said, get the fuck away from me, which I didn't say. But even still, I could say fuck if I want. I didn't say it to a teacher. So then the teacher comes. She doesn't even question me. She just believes what her daughter says, and she writes what I guess at the time a referral they were called because we had a
demerits.
Tell me about this. We had a demerit system. Everyone on top of their desk had a styrofoam cup with 5 red pieces of paper that were called demerits. Once you get all 5 demerits, you get what's called a referral, like, which I guess in the business world, it's a good thing. Christian school, not so good. You get a referral, they refer you to the principal. They gave me a referral, and they suspended me. And on the back, they wrote, Ryan got suspended because he said, get the F, and then, you know, a big hyphen, away from me. I didn't even get a fair trial. They just fucking gave it to me.
Right.
I go home and show it to my dad, and my dad started laughing. He goes, "You should have said other words. You know, you should have said, get the fuck away from me, bitch." I'm like, why do you have me in the school? Now I'm suspended. Whoa. Now I'll never know what ACE does in my accelerated learning program.
And by the way, you gotta understand something. Our parents didn't send us there because they're super Christian, because they're not. Sent us there because we lived in such a bad neighborhood that it was go to Christian school or get stabbed at the black school.
No, yeah, honestly, like, I'm not even trying to sound racist. It was go to the Christian school or go to school with all the black kids.
Can I tell you about the time that I said fuck in church?
Oh, boy. Did you say it in tongues?
It was after Sunday school. We would play games. We would play games after Sunday school, and we were doing Duck, Duck, Goose. And so, since I'm a creative little kid, I think I'm a funny guy, I start saying words that rhyme with duck. So I'm like luck, muck, buck, and I say fuck.
By mistake, or you meant to?
By mistake. Like, I was just goofing around, and then one of the girls, like, as soon as I said it, like, I go, like, you know, when you're a little kid, you do something bad, you're like, so she runs. like in an instant, she was ready, like a track meet.
You didn't even say goose.
She takes off, and within seconds, my grandpa grabs me and beats the crap out of me at the back of the house.
Oh man! But Dutch,
I was the bad kid.
Isn't it crazy how they brainwash you?
Yeah.
Yes, because I'm very much a fan. I actually. I was late to the show because I was actually passing out pamphlets throughout my neighborhood. I'm still that way to this day. Well, you guys should all be saved at this point.
You're passing out pamphlets.
You guys need the love of Jesus Christ in your heart.
Right.
You're passing out
maybe if I had a pamphlet explaining why I would do it.
You know what I don't like? I don't like how the Mormons Jews are trying to be your friends before they push Christianity or their religion on you. Because they realize that they would just get the door shut in their face if they came out and said, hey, buy this book. But now they're like, hey, girl, what's up? How's it going? You feeling okay today?
Hey, bitch, how you doing?
Dude, they don't sugarcoat shit there. They're like, listen, some kid asks, goes, how about Jewish people? They go, the Jews, they're going to hell. No, they didn't fuck around. They go, the Jews go to hell? Why would they go to heaven? They killed Jesus.
Jews don't
believe in
hell.
Him, and they killed him. He's going to hell, just like they would scare the shit out of you as a kid.
You know what I don't like? I don't like the Duchess saying he was handing out pamphlets for Jesus when you know it's because Megan's Law requires him to when he moves into a new neighborhood.
Stupid Megan.
Why that bitch have to get caught? Oh, man. Yeah, man. It's I don't know. I don't mean to because, look, I know a lot of people that you know, are good about it and maybe they have, but it's just... I guess it's different when you're sitting there and then when you hit the real world and you go, holy shit, these things that they're telling me sound crazy. Like, let me tell you what I got in trouble for at church, or chapel time, as a matter of fact.
Chapel time.
We were having a walk for something, from raising money again for the Ponzi scheme.
Walkathon?
We were having a walkathon.
Walkathon.
Yeah. So I'm sitting in chapel next to my friend, this black kid named Leroy. I swear to God.
Oh, the one you had the clever nickname that he called him BK Broiler? Didn't even rhyme with Leroy.
That was me, but yes. So anyway, we're sitting... Exactly. I was sitting next to Leroy, and then they go, walkathon, and then the pastor at times say, make sure to bring plenty of sunblock, because the sun's going to be, you know, really, really hot. And then I'm thinking I'm the funny guy. I elbow Leroy. I go, eh, you don't need sunblock, right, Leroy?
And he looked,
but he looked at me, and then I said, no, because you're black. I swear to God. But I was a kid. I wasn't thinking in the terms of,
right. You know, I was just being innocent.
I was being stupid. And then they heard me, and I got a referral.
Innocent joke. Right.
They skipped the demerit process and went straight to referral.
We were the worst school in sports. Let me tell you how bad the sports team was. I was a starter on the baseball team.
No, I was a second baseman. So figure that out.
You were second only to Jesus.
And
Jesus was first baseman.
Royce was like a legend at that school. He was the first one to yell a bad word ever.
Oh, that was me.
Some kid pushed him playing football. I forgot what he called you. This is what I remember. He called you a name, something dumb. I don't know what he called me. But listen, this is the reason why. He called him something, whatever it was, and Royce got pissed. He didn't like the nickname he gave him. He goes, no. He goes, like, it's like Saved by the Bell. You know, they call Zach Preppy. I remember that was the reason he gave him, and Royce called him a faggot, and that was it. And I wasn't there when he called him a faggot, but kids came up to me saying, oh, man, you know what your brother did, right? And I'm like, what? I'm like, he had to have pissed on the crucifix for the way you guys are coming to me. He
said, I'm the only person in my school's history to get ejected from a football game as well.
What did you do?
Oh, well, he ejaculated on a teacher.
Besides that, that was an afterthought. But yeah, they got in their head that I was, you know, punching a kid in the
possessed
head, you know, repeatedly. They just came up with that idea, and I did, and I'll tell you why. Was because, like,
he was retarded.
Been, like, wait, what?
Because he was retarded. He had a big head, so it was punchable.
Aww.
Dude, that is so ironic that you say that. We were actually playing against the DMV, the deaf and blind school.
What?
Because our school was that small, and we competed against smaller schools. We actually had an 8-man football team.
Esau program.
I was playing against the deaf and blind school of Colorado, and yeah, I was basically punching a dude in the head mid game, and I got ejected. And yeah.
Well, okay, but to be fair, he liked Reba, right?
Yeah. Only I didn't go after the guy and say, hey, your mom drank while she had you, and that's the reason why you're part retarded.
He didn't bother because he was deaf.
Yeah, so you wouldn't hear it anyway.
I have so many just fucked up memories from that school. This one doesn't really have much to do with the school. I was just in it. This just shows how much of a retard I am. We have to wear a uniform. We had to wear either khaki pants or khaki shorts, and we had to wear an all-white polo.
Oh, my God, me too.
An all-white polo shirt that had the name of the school. And
which had a humongous cross on it.
Yeah, and you couldn't wear any other color. It had to be a white polo shirt. It had to be khaki shorts or khaki pants.
Well, it represents the baptism.
So weird. I did the exact same thing.
But here's the thing. It was this odd color khaki and this odd color white, so you couldn't buy it anywhere in stores. So you had to buy it from the fucking school. Another way how they raise money. And if you went to school wearing khaki shorts you bought from Old Navy, you get detention. They would send you home because apparently a certain hue of khaki allows the devil in that school. I don't know what the reasoning was for it.
A certain hue of khaki.
They would send you home.
It's not the color, it's Old Navy.
Whatever it is.
Old Navy's run by the devil.
They would fucking send me home. So anyway, I need new shorts because I ripped mine and they got me new ones. You know when you buy new clothes, like it doesn't fit the same way as it does because, you know, you break clothes in sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I had it and, like, you know, I felt upset. I didn't want to wear it. I thought the shorts felt stupid. So my mom starched them and ironed them. So my shorts kept, like, sticking up. And when I got to school, I felt so bad. I didn't want to go to school. I was crying because I was going to get made fun of because of my shorts. So Royce tries to do the nice thing and he tells everyone, when you see Ryan, tell him you like his shorts. As soon as I get out of the fucking Astro van that we had at the time, so he comes up and goes, hey, I like your shorts. I just, I started crying. I ran in the van and I told my dad, go home. I'm not going to school with these shorts on. Because I felt that I started crying and ran away from my own shorts. If I came back tomorrow in different shorts,
okay,
I would be okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, because we needed to save money, when we were younger, the way we used to get haircuts was, my dad owned this contraption called the Flobee.
No way.
And the Flobee, you connect it to the vacuum cleaner, you have different links, it sucks your hair and it cuts it.
Right.
And one time, because I wanted to be cool, like, oh man, dad, I want a fade. He's like, okay. Well, my dad's idea of a fade was to leave my hair long. Like, my hair was about as long as John's. So that's about that length. And he decided just right at the bottom to cut a line, like I was, you know, I don't know, crisscross, a line, like, at the bottom, but my hair's still long, and he thought that's what a fade was. So I go to school, and they're just laughing at me because I have this line to the point where my PE teacher, who's a dick, he goes, nice haircut. But he said it fucking sarcastically, and I was like, I get my hair cut by a vacuum cleaner, sir. What would you like me to do?
Well, if you could play the video, right? The link that I just posted, that's the Flobee infomercial. So you can open it up and you can see how me and Royce got our Christian school haircuts.
Straight from hot-ass Savannah, baby.
You know,
Dutch mentioned pamphlets like 2 hours ago, but I didn't want to interrupt anyone because we were flowing. But I remember like my church had like this, like a wall. You know, like when you go to Orlando and you see those walls filled with like all the pamphlets of all the sites?
Yeah. Like maps?
That's how big it was. It was like a wall like that filled with Jesus pamphlets. And I would take some. And they were like, oh, man, Nathan's taking pamphlets. He's into it. And it was because, like, some of the artwork was cool. You know, so, like when the pictures of hell and demons. Some of that was really cool. And then some of the artwork of, like, heaven, it's peaceful. It's cool stuff. So I would take some of the cool ones. And I would have, like, I would take home, like, a big stack of pamphlets. And my mom would be like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, what are you doing with all this?
It just looked cool. Like, I was more attracted to the devil stuff.
I don't know if your church or wherever you went to your Satanist church, Dutch, if they had those walls of pamphlets.
I think Dutch punched out. All right, guys, take it easy.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here. Huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on.